It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We're a Danette down. Paulie went to his daughter's grade school today. She is being honored, so we'll get him back probably a little bit later on this hour. Nick Faldo will join us later on this hour. Just saw where on Twitter he announced that he was going to retire from CBS as their golf analyst coming up in a couple of months from now. We'll talk to Nick about the latest defection to the LIV Tour. If you're just joining us, Brooks Koepka, come on down. He is going to join the LIV Tour. I'm not surprised. His brother is already there. And then at the U.S. Open, when he was asked on that Tuesday, he's like, you're throwing a black cloud over the U.S. Open. Why are you asking me about this? Then he said he hadn't even thought about it. I'm thinking, you haven't even thought about it, but your brother is on the LIV Tour. So you had no communication with your brother. And I thought, once I heard him get really defensive, I thought, he's the next to go. Now, I'm hearing that there's another name, a marquee name, who could be in the on-deck circle of joining the LIV Tour. So we'll talk to Nick Faldo about that coming up. Your phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Seton, the poll question that we're going to go into hour two with is...
Well, this, I think we're feeling a little snarky today because we just had another one sent in by a listener that's pretty damn funny. Who's been more disrespected on a daily basis, Klay Thompson or Fred Taylor?
Okay. It's probably a toss-up because I didn't know that either was being disrespected on a daily basis. Fred Taylor hasn't played football in how many years?
But damn it, I'm sick of the daily disrespect.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who those daily disrespecters are to Fred Taylor, the former running back. But we're going to pick up the baton here. We're gonna try to get him all the way to Canton. We're going to see what we can do. If I can get John Facenda in the Hall of Fame, now I'm going to try him again. Zach Thomas in the Hall of Fame, and I'm going to get Fred Taylor in there, damn it. We're going to get him in there. Daily disrespect is going to stop right now. Yes, Marv.
Is there anybody else that's been daily disrespect that's been disrespected on a daily basis? Feel free to join us. We'll get you in the Hall of Fame, too.
Well, Clay's already going to be in the Hall of Fame. But Klay Thompson, I don't know who was disrespecting Klay Thompson. It felt like anybody who said anything about Golden State, Klay took it personally. Jaren Jackson Jr. plays for Memphis. And he talked about strength in numbers. stuff that was said, and you're going, okay, that's random. Klay Thompson went Michael Jordan. Like, I'm going to take every one of these slights. I'm going to use them against these people. I'm never going to forget. I'm like thinking, what happened here? I missed something with Klay Thompson. It, really an unbelievable story. To come back, couple of surgeries, 900 days out, couldn't play basketball. You come back, and your team wins the championship. And you played a large role in that. I don't know what the disrespect is. And maybe that helped motivate you. And if it did, good for you. But I'm not buying it at all where people are disrespecting you. Yes, Marv.
Not like they do Fred Taylor.
No, no. It would have been great if Klay Thompson said, hey, I'm being disrespected. Not like Fred Taylor is, but I'm being disrespected. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. The Warriors had fun yesterday. Here is Draymond Green addressing the crowd.
I told y'all, don't let us win a championship, and clearly nobody could stop it. I warned y'all, so I'm just going to continue to destroy people on Twitter, as I have been.
All righty. I just worried about the kids. Soon as I heard the F-bomb, you know, because you got to worry about the kids, Draymond's kids, because they were in the garden when they were chanting, you know, F you, Draymond.
But, I mean, come on, in front of families?
Yeah, I know. And then I like, and then Klay goes, come on.
I mean, women and children, classy. Guys, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, come on.
Oh. I know.
Talk about disrespect.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
By the way, Warriors currently making themselves less likely. More,
they are.
More likable, less likable?
They're less likable. Just, it's an unbelievable year. There's only a handful of us in the media that picked you to win it and win it all to start the year, let alone once you got to the playoffs. Even when you got to the finals, people, you know, thought Boston was going to win. A lot of people thought Boston was going to win. And it's a great story. But when you think about this, that, you know, what is the bridge that you have to continue to win where Steph, Klay, Draymond, they're going to go as Steph goes. I don't know what James Wiseman can do or Jonathan Kuminga or Poole or if you keep Wiggins. Like, those guys aren't winning you a championship unless you have Steph playing at a very high level and Klay being able to be a borderline all-star. Draymond, you know, clearly showing some wear and tear. But he has those moments where he can provide a lift for you. But if you're thinking, hey, we got all these young players, and if Steph doesn't play or he's a role player, that they're not winning a championship that way. But if Steph is able to play at a high level for another couple of years, then you do have that influx of youth. You're going to be the team to beat. At least in my opinion, you will be. I don't know what's happening with Phoenix. Clippers, we always feel like, hey, no. Dallas, you need some help there. Memphis is there. That's a real curiosity. And they, you know, they got some swag to them, and I like that. But I don't think they're ready to take that next step. Yes, yeah, Marv.
Sorry, one more thing that makes me really dislike the Warriors now is somebody put on Twitter, you know, all these draft picks that the Warriors had, you know, built, not bought. They don't play for free.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I hate built, not bought.
All right. Little shot there.
Draymond was just like, I make $25 million a year. I'll make it back 50 grand appearance.
Yeah. That's your Draymond impersonation?
That's my Draymond.
All right.
I just came up with it on the
screen. We can work with that.
Marv's been working on his Klay Thompson.
Y'all gonna get this podcast.
That's why it's a man's game.
Man's game.
Yeah.
It's
a man's game. So I saw who made third team? Kemba Walker. Ugh. He's one of my favorites now.
Klay is?
Okay, maybe not favorites, but he just doesn't hold his tongue. Like,
I know. It's
just Kemba Walker. Who made third team? Kemba Walker. Ugh.
Yes, Todd.
How about that offensive foul Klay committed in a kind of a drunken stupor in the crowd there a little bit?
Well, unless you saw it, doesn't really help us.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of pretty popular on the old Twitterverse.
Oh, okay. Well, if you saw it, then Clay looked like he might have been in his cups there, but he knocks he knocks some woman down.
He did stop to apologize
he
and
did.
Help her up.
He so did.
Respect.
But he's got that walk of his, like he's, I don't know what it's called, but man, Steph and Clay sound, they're trying to sound like two of the baddest dudes from the hood. Like, you know, Steph be like this, just saying, man, I'm going to put you 9-9, man, put you 9-9. Like, okay. Here is Steph and Clay, where Clay makes fun of Steph crying.
Cried on the court. It obviously was the end of...
Who cries on the basketball court? I mean...
No crying in basketball?
Tell us about being overwhelmed, a little emotion there.
I'm crying.
All right. That's good. Look, I love watching the team. You know, even this, all these slights, you know, people disrespecting, nobody gave us a chance, all that stuff. All right. Stop. Move on. Enjoy the celebration because you were a wonderful story this year. Yeah, Marv.
But all those guys, like professional athletes, I feel like they feed off of, like 100 people said, you're great. There's one person that said,
yeah.
You're not. Wait, nobody said I could, no one said I could make it. You know, I think LeBron once was like, hey, look, no one expected me to be here. And I was like, who's never, like since you were 12,
yeah.
People have expected you to be here.
It was wishful reporting yesterday with Kyrie Irving and the Nets at an impasse. Now, if it turns into a bigger conversation where you go, if you're the Nets, do we want to keep him? Do you do a sign and trade? Does Kevin Durant want Kyrie to stay? Then we can have a conversation. But immediately it was Lakers and Knicks. And I went, that's just clickbait. And that's why I said, let's have Brian Windhorst on from the mothership. And I asked him, last hour, on the possibility of Kyrie leaving, being traded to the Lakers or Knicks.
Is Kyrie Irving really willing to walk away from this $36 million player option that he has? Could he act? Because the most the Lakers can pay him, Dan, is about $6.5 million. That's what they have, okay? And any wishful thinking about Russell Westbrook and two future first-round picks or Talen Horton Tucker or whatever hocus-pocus you can come up with to make it work in the trade machine. The only trade that the Nets would be willing to do for Kyrie Irving with the Lakers would be for Anthony Davis. And the Lakers are not trading Anthony Davis for Kyrie Irving, and nor should they. So do you or anybody actually believe that Kyrie would walk away from a $36 million player option, which is sitting there, to go sign for $6 million with the Lakers, or if he wanted to go to the Knicks, he could sign for $10 million. Now, this is a guy who left $15 million roughly on the table last year because he wouldn't get vaccinated. It is not, I mean, I've never seen a player make a move like this, but I can't sit here and tell you that it's impossible.
That's Brian Windhorst. And I think that's where it goes back to what is fact, what is fiction. What are we hoping happens? Well, you hope that Kyrie leaves. Then what happens to KD? Who do the Nets get in return? What happens to the Lakers? Like, it's all wishful reporting right now. And also factor in the timing of this. There's nothing going on this week. We just had the U.S. Open. There's nothing going on. And that's what happens in this business. What are we going to talk about today? Well, Brooks Koepka leaving to go to the LIV Tour. All right. Kyrie, impasse. What's that mean for the Nets? What's it mean for the Lakers? Would he reunite with Kyrie? Would you send Ben Simmons? Would you get Anthony Davis? So now all of a sudden you start the snowball. That's what it is. Start a snowball. Who cares if it's true or not? But you start the conversation. Then what happens is, you know, fiction becomes fact. Because then it sounds like, oh, you know, I'm hearing that the Lakers would send, no, nobody said anything like that. The Nets haven't said anything. It's an impasse. All that means is we're dug in over here, you're dug in over there. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I still think that Kyrie will stay with the Nets. Now, he is an outlier. He's a wild card where he might go, money doesn't mean anything to me. And he might say that. And he might say, look, I don't want to stay here. I'm going to go play with LeBron with the Lakers. Okay. And maybe he signs for $8 million. It's Kyrie. I wouldn't rule that out. Every other player, when they say it's not about the money, it's about the money. With Kyrie, I don't know. I don't think I could confidently say it's about the money here as well. Now, does he want to get his $40 million and get a max deal here? Yes, I'm guessing. But I don't know because it's Kyrie. I don't think he could do that to KD. And unless there's a fractured relationship that goes a little bit deeper here that I'm not aware of, it feels like, hey, I'm beholden to you. You came in and you took a chance. No, you could have stayed at Golden State. You came in and believed in me. I would think that you would want to reciprocate. Whatever it takes, I'm going to be able to be there for you. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. Nick Faldo is announcing his retirement from CBS as their golf analyst. We'll get his thoughts on Brooks Koepka. Is there another marquee player who could announce his defection today? At least that's speculation. And was Nick Faldo approached by the LIV Tour to be the golf analyst? A lot of things to talk about. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So Listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Charles Barkley proving once again last night why he's the most valuable member of the media. America's guest. If there's a sports version of Bill Murray, it's Charles Barkley. You know, Barkley comes in, you know, first intermission and takes over. Most valuable member of the sports media. And the fact that he reaches out to the commissioner. He goes, yeah, text Gary Bettman. I got his number right here, asking him for tickets. It was great. Always great to see Charles in the building. We're waiting for Nick Faldo to join us. Chris in Tampa joins us. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. I love all you guys. Thank you for taking my call. I guess my question, Dan, you're one of the smartest, most longevity guys in this whole business. My question is this. Whenever you say we don't have much to talk about these days and the Nets want to bring up Kyrie Irving and all this stuff, how come it's getting covered on all these channels, but this Stanley Cup Finals is one of the greatest finals I've ever seen, and we're getting no show or talk about it at all? And it's like we're talking about Kyrie Irving, who was a bubble player who didn't even do anything in the playoffs. We're worried about his contract over this wonderful hockey series. It's like, how come hockey's not getting more due diligence, especially when they just came on TNT and ESPN more this year?
Well, you're on TNT and ESPN, so you're getting coverage. You know, it's playing the hits. There's no storyline here unless it's Tampa winning three in a row. Now, the games haven't been great. The Stanley Cup Final, there have been blowouts. So they haven't been dramatic. Prior to that, we certainly saw that in the Rangers series. That was great. But you need storylines here. That always helps. But you do have publicity. ESPN has given you this is a rebirth. TNT, this is great. You are getting coverage. It's just you may not hear it as much as you want to hear it. And I certainly understand that. And, you know, our shows, most shows, play the hits. And you want to hit a storyline here. But Tampa winning last night, okay. What is the storyline? They won. Now, let's win the next game. Now you have game five. Now we have something interesting here. Yes, Eden.
You could even just look at TV ratings. That'll explain a lot about why certain things get talked about more.
Yeah. All right, we'll wait for Nick Faldo coming up. And look, we've watched it. I've said before, there's nothing better than playoff hockey. Nothing. No other sport comes close to the excitement you have with playoff hockey. Not at all. Let's see. Tom in L.A. joins us. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hey, two quick ones, Dan. So what do you think would have happened if back during the baseball stoppage in World War II, if Nazi Germany had offered it to sponsor all the U.S. players come over to play in an all-German baseball league? And two, why do Greg Norman and all the other LIV players act like the head of the Saudi investment fund is someone different from the guy who ordered the beheading of that Washington Post journalist?
That's the debate we have. Nobody wants to talk about it, and I certainly understand that. They had talking points. They were given talking points when they held their inaugural press conference. This is what you say. This is what you don't say. But, you know, they're getting paid a lot of money to ignore a lot of things. And it's not just them. It happens in business. You know, companies that are, invested in the Saudis. It's a fine line we walk. It is. Scott in Ohio. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time, 6'2", 250. I'm just curious how big a deal the LIV tournament would be if this were Tuesday after week five of the NFL. We just had Cowboys, Rams, Bengals, Ravens, Raiders, Chiefs. Where would Brooks Koepka be on your rundown? So is this a big story, or is this just a big story when your other option is the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think it's seismic for golf. But it may be down the rundown, down the list, if this was the NFL season. But a lot of what is covered and how it's covered is the timing of when the story happens. you know, there are some weeks that are quiet and you're looking for something. Something becomes bigger because when it breaks, you know, Brooks Koepka right now, quiet week. You have Stanley Cup final, but Brooks Koepka joining the LIV Tour right off the U.S. Open. Yeah, it's a big deal. I certainly understand that. Not sure Fritzy is trying to connect with Nick Faldo here. How are we doing?
Any minute.
Okay. All right. Yes, Paulie.
Dan, I just want to say thank you for letting me have an hour to go over to the school. And, you know, besides the awards, the big topic was the daily disrespect of Fred Taylor's career. That was big at my kid's grade school.
Wow.
I'll let you know. I
did not know that. There's
sweeping the country.
The daily disrespect of Klay Thompson as well, apparently. That continues. It's a plague, the daily disrespect. Doesn't that sound like a website? Like The Onion?
A TV show on.
The Daily Disrespect. Good evening and welcome to The Daily Disrespect. Jimmy in Kentucky joins us. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind today?
Dan, big fan. Second time, long time. 5'11", a fluffy 260. So, like Draymond, I'm also an aspiring podcaster. Mm. And my question is, how do you phrase your questions when you go into an interview with someone that don't make it sound like an interview, but more like a genuine conversation?
Well, I think you gain their trust by your knowledge of them, the situation, their story. You do research. And if somebody is talking to me or interviewing me, and then they bring up something that could be really small, but that means they listen to the show, all right, you have my attention. And I think that that's really important. Do your research and ask questions in a way that there's nothing wrong with why, how, who, where. That's it. Don't get caught up in, and this is common, ask, answer, ask. To me, that's death to hear that. But a lot of that has to do with us being insecure, where you're like, I want to tell everybody that I know what I'm talking about. There are times when you may know the answer, but you just say, why or how? It's tough being the point guard. Everybody wants to be the shooting guard. But that's what I would probably tell you. Ask questions because the person you're talking to is important. Their answer is more important than your question. And if you treat it that way, then they're going to feel like you have them on and you really care about what they have to say. And listen to what they have to say, too. Because it's amazing when somebody says something that you're going to hear them say something and you pick up on it. And your next question might be based off of that. So there's a lot of things that go into it. And I'm still working on it after all these years. I'm fascinated with the ability to be able to ask questions or get answers out of somebody. Uh-oh, Paulie, you got breaking news?
It's a pretty good one. The young golfer Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
To state for the record, and this is from his Twitter 1 minute ago, Colin Morikawa, a very famous golfer out of Stanford, won a major. To state for the record, once again, you were absolutely wrong. I've said it since February at Riviera that I'm here to stay on the PGA Tour and nothing has changed. That's it.
Okay.
He also said, yeah, he wasn't surprised. There's a lot of scuttlebutt off that. But Colin Morikawa on his own Twitter said he's staying at the PGA Tour.
And that's why I wanted to be fair to him, because I had heard this earlier that it was going to be Brooks Koepka and Colin Morikawa was waiting and was probably going to join him as well. But I didn't know that for a fact. Brooks Koepka, we had gotten all indications that it was fact. And there were a lot of people who talked about Colin Morikawa. I wanted to be fair to him because if he doesn't go, then all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh, were you going and then decided not to? I just thought we were being a little loose with these players. And right now is a really sensitive time for these golfers. And I understand that. You make that decision, all right, you make it. Deal with the media. You have to answer the questions. I'm not covering it. I'm not around it. We've asked everybody. They want to come on. Greg Norman, we've asked him. Mickelson, we've asked. Commissioner, we've asked. Koepka, all of them. But, you know, a lot of money at stake, and that makes people get quiet real quickly. But you have the U.S. Open, you know, U.S. Open just finished. The British Open is coming up, and that'll be the last major this year. That'll be the last time where you get everybody together And this topic will be at the forefront because it'll be playing in the majors. But I understand the rationale. If you say you're going to pay me $100 million and I get to play in the majors, I get to play in these exhibition tours or these events, it's up to you. Like, you have to be the one who makes that decision. It's not a team, it's you. And the questions will come to you. Brooks Koepka last week, like, what? Why are you doing this? Why are you throwing a black cloud over the U.S. Open? And I was like, man, he's defensive. He is going to be going to the LIV Tour. And his brother's there. All right. Good for him. That's what you want to do? You know, I'm the, you know, get off my lawn guy because I believe in creating a legacy and winning. It's about tradition. Old school sport. And I respect those who want to win and want to play in meaningful events. Now, you can say, is Bay Hill meaningful or the Memorial? Yes, that's Arnie and Jack. Yes, that is. I'm going to guess golf fans would feel the same way. But if you want to make your money and you want to play at you know, some event in Portland or Bangkok or wherever, it's fine. Go get them. But don't tell me you're growing the game because you're not. Until somebody tells me how you're growing the game. Because what you're doing is, you know, you got some people who have a vendetta against the PGA Tour. Now, you can say they're a monopoly and we want to make it better for other golfers. Okay. Tell me. Give me the plan here. What, you're going to have 54-hole events where shotguns start and what? Exactly. You're not growing the sport. Yeah, more.
Is this kind of like the ABA in the 60s and 70s where, oh man, the Pacers had three ABA championships. All right, great, but it's not the NBA. Or a great ABA player doesn't get the recognition they deserve because they took big money to go to the ABA instead of the NBA, or?
Yeah, well, they, you know, they had, you know, a lot of these players did go to the ABA. And I don't know all the history. It's like the AFL started. Those players didn't get drafted. And a lot of them came from, you know, predominantly black universities. And that's where the AFL started. And you had so many great players there. But I don't, they're not, they're still playing basketball. The ABA was still basketball. It was red, white, and blue, and they shot a three-pointer. It was still basketball. This isn't exactly golf. This is, hey, let's go out and have some fun. And I would prefer if they wore shorts, smoked cigars, and drank beers. We'll take a break. Nick Faldo is set to join us coming up next here. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he's still listed as the lead golf analyst for CBS Sports. The six-time major winner, Nick Faldo, setting to retire from broadcasting in August. Oh, look who's got all the hardware behind him. Well done, Nick. Well done. Nice photo op there.
Competing against your bobbleheads. This is real stuff, man. This is none of those little toys that you put together, get out of a little box. You have to go out and win these, baby.
Okay, for those who are listening on radio, how would you describe your trophy room?
Oh, that's harsh, isn't it?
Yes.
What a comeback.
Okay.
I'm sitting in front of my, this is my six majors. Those are the clubs I won, the made clubs and bags, everything. I kept everything, gloves. I kept the tee pegs. I even kept my ball markers.
Wow.
And the coolest thing I did, something I did, which I noticed, Stephen, the modern guys don't do, Billy Foster, you know, winning on Sunday, went up and just took the flag off the top.
You took the flag.
I got the whole flag stick. I know messed it. My caddy put way back, Andy Proger from Watford. He put the flag in the bag after we won in Open 87. And he said, get off. And he held it like that because the greenkeeper came home and he says, no, that's ours. So that started a tradition. So I kept it going, luckily.
But do you then, once you won the majors with those golf clubs, you retired them? Did you keep playing with those?
Yeah, I did. So you see a blank bag, or a couple of blank bags. So that first set actually won the next two majors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's four sets for six majors. So pretty cool.
This might be, Tom Brady was on last week. He didn't have anything behind him, you know.
So he's just got seven footballs. I mean, that's not very exciting, is it? a big chunky diamond ring.
Yes,
I mean,
that's true.
I guarantee he'd like to have a set of clubs winning a major with. I know he would. He loves his golf, doesn't he?
Well, what do you think of his swing?
Very good. I mean, I think what those guys did to go out and play another sport, very brave. Very brave, because you know you're out your own comfort zone, and to put that on TV, I tip my cap to him. Very impressive.
All right, so the news, you're retiring from broadcasting in August.
Yeah, from full time broadcast. You know, I've been out there. I've done 18 seasons, 16 with CBS. It's been great. Next to the legendary Jim Nance, started with Mike Tirico at the start. So it hit me end of last year that, especially with Lindsay, I've got a great girl and we've got a new project. We bought some land up in Montana. We're fed up with the hustle and bustle. We want to go up there. We're calling it Feldo Farm. It's going to be cuddly animals. I'll be cuddling cows and alpacas and all sorts of things like that. So, you know, we want to do something fun. And you need time. And even though it's a six-month season, and you think, but it still locks you in. And then, you know, and then it started really when you said the best 2 months to be in Montana are September and October, when all the fishing really happens. And so I thought, well, I don't want to, you know, I haven't got enough time to do a golf season and then rush around doing my other things. I've still got other things I want to do, and they're going well. And it was like, okay, I mean, is there a compromise of a half season? And that that didn't work for CBS. So I'm more than happy. I want to have time for us to enjoy life. You know, you read all these great philosophers talking about looking after yourself, and, you know, we can't buy time, you know, and you think, okay, I want to enjoy myself and do some fun things at the pace that I want to do them. It's as simple as that.
Were you approached by the LIV Tour to be an analyst at any point?
No.
Did you think you were going to be?
No. No.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't, trying to get a big name.
I haven't announced this officially today, but no, I really enjoy calling championship golf. I mean, that's, you know, I've been with the Masters and the PGA. Well, I'm very fortunate because, you know, with Golf Channel as well, and then them having the two other Opens, I've been in a unique position where I've been, obviously, CBS calling the final play for at the Masters and PGA, and being involved through the week at the other two majors, the two Opens. I was up there obviously last week doing Golf Channel Thursday and Friday, but I love calling Saturday and Sunday golf. I mean, that's when it really happens, isn't it? Championship golf. That's what it's all about.
What would you do if you're the commissioner? If you're Jay Monahan?
Wow, yeah, we've got a real interesting dilemma going on now where the PGA Tour has taken a stance where you'll be banned if you go to LIV, and the European, or you still call it European Tour, obviously DP World Tour, are saying, no, you can come and play that. Hey, I'm the line of famous line of Forrest, I'm not a smart man, but, you know, there's obviously a long-term project here. I mean, I think that's where you've got to look, how you've got to view this, is what is going to be happening. The players who are going to LIV must know something more than they're letting on, because I don't get, like, if, well, Brooks Koepka's just announced, you would have thought Brooks would be thinking, I can still win majors. So is he happy that going there, he's going to get enough good golf to prepare himself for the majors? Because that's what he's always said he's interested in. And I think we're all agree that the, you know, LIV is tournament is exhibition golf, three rounds, shotgun start, all this sort of thing, is not the same as we've seen the last couple of weeks. We called the Canadian Open. How fantastic was that, with Rory getting back in it? And then last week, the Open, US Open, was so darn exciting and gripping stuff, playing on a great golf course. Great atmosphere, but the great intensity. I mean, how great was that intensity for the last nine holes of who was going to win the US Open? So obviously delighted for Matt Fitz, because British young lad, and I've sat with him, had a couple of breakfast meetings with him over the years to try and guide him a little bit. So, and Billy Foster, wonderful guy to get, wonderful caddy to get a major under his belt. So, you know, that's all I'm interested in. I hope I can still call, as I said, part-time. I hope I still get an opportunity to call some of the majors in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and you touched on something there that piqued my interest, that they may know something that we don't know. What could these LIV golfers know?
I don't know. I don't, because I get the 40-year-olds going. If the little voice has said, you ain't going to win out here, mate. And then Charles Schwartz was a great example. That guy's played hard for 3 years, struggle with injuries. You're probably doing 25 tournaments a year and you've made X. I believe it was like 1.5. And then you go 1 week and you've won nearly 5 million. So that, and then, and they could be looking at saying, hey, look, if I go to live for 2 years, I'm in my 40s, I do two more years, I'm going to make a boatload. I'm going to make ten times what I think I could make, busting my butt and with no guarantees, you know. So you kind of get that. I don't get the youngsters going, to be honest, because I was touting Taylor Gooch for the last 2 years. He was my pick, saying this guy's climbing, watching, and finally wins. And you think, oh, you're going to start. You're on the ladder, young man. You're slowly learning. You're slowly winning. What is next? If you want to win majors, well, you are climbing. You're doing all the right things to climb forward to that. So to jump and go and play exhibition golf, because there's something about tournament golf, you know, the fear of missing the cut is all part of it. And striving to make the cut is all part of it, because there's a sense of pride, achievement to that. You know, even the best in the world number one, if he's got a 6-footer, we saw it twice this year. We saw John Rahm and Rory McIlroy grinding to make a 6-footer on the last on Friday evening to make the cut, because they want to play the weekend. And Rahm was 14 back. That's the example I used. Rory then stormed through and nearly won it in Washington. Yeah. So you get,
And it prepares you for tournament golf, as you're saying, if these guys still want to play in the majors.
Yes, it's, I don't like you saying it, but, you know, tournament, if you believe you can win majors, then you're using the tournaments. Jack did it. It's preparation for the next major. You plan your year, your schedule, so you're fully prepared to give yourself the best chance to win majors. Because that's our yardstick. That's how we're remembered, isn't that? You know, we know the numbers. I honestly, you know, many players, you haven't got a clue how many tournaments they've won, but you know how many majors they've won. You know, so, you haven't got a clue how much prize money they've won, but you know how many majors they've won. So, you know, that is our yardstick. And so, what you're saying, it's what is the long-term project on this? And there's two completely different between US Tour and the rest of the world on their approach to this and on how this will pan out.
We're talking to Nick Faldo, CBS Sports lead golf analyst and a six-time major winner, retiring from broadcasting, or at least full-time broadcasting, in August. You're going to be a mess that last day, you and Jim Nance in the booth?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be a mess. No, I mean, the lads have been great. I love the guys and the gals. You know, we've all been a great team. Ian Baker Finch and Frank and Trevor. Real actual personal friends. So and obviously Jim as well. My goodness, and Jim is a legend. I'll have to do something to plan. I think we should just go off air. I'm rehearsing the great words of Phil Collins, and he would say thank you and good night. So I think that might do it.
All right. Have fun in Montana.
I've got so many good fishing. I'm good mates with Huey Lewis, and he's introduced me to new fishing buddies, and these are really good fishing buddies, you know, the guys who own the ranches as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. You know, we're going to have fun. I've got a great girl with Lindsay. We're going to have animals galore. I can't wait to get it organized. I'll be zooming in from minus 25 in,
I like
know,
that.
In the snow. Next time we speak.
I think we actually went to the same fly fishing lodge.
What's that?
I think we went to the same fly fishing lodge in Montana.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know. I'm proud of you. We fly fishing. You've got to stick together. We love it. We know how good that sport it is. And so maybe you'll have to come and chip me out of a ditch. It's a bit chilly next time we talk.
I'd love to watch you shovel snow. Hey, congrats. We always appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right, good man. All right, take care.
That's
my bobbleheads.
Nick Faldo, the lead golf analyst, six-time major winner. That's a backdrop there.
That was nutty.
That had all of his clubs, his bags, had the flag sticks, trophies, all of his majors. Yeah, we went to the same fly fishing lodge. I went there, last year with my brothers? Beautiful. Great. All right, final hour coming up. We'll get to more phone calls. Darren Waller, Raiders tight end. Boy, he's got a story to tell. And he'll tell you about it coming up in about a half hour. Final hour on the way.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.